Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Friday Junior Show of the Psychic Love Doctor. We are happy to be here with you. So glad to see our queue is filling up on the actual Blog Talk radio side. And we have many Facebookers joining us. So if you'd like to pop in, please go over to Facebook and join us on the Psychic Love Doctor show page. We have very lovely people here, a lot of fun, lots of giggles, and good support when you need it. So also, I want to mention, and I'm looking for them. There they are.
Yeah, you need those.
Yeah. We're using ordinary playing cards for these readings this evening, which we always do. But if there's anyone new that's just now joining us, we'd like to let you know, so we're all on the same page. These are not tarot readings. Not oracle cards, although Jim will be giving you one, angel card.
Yeah, they don't really call themselves oracle card, do they?
I think they did. Golden Light.
You bought them a long time ago. I know nothing about their name. Okay, well, it would make sense, I guess. All right.
Yes, we would be using those. Also, I will be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers. If we run out of callers, we're going to turn to Facebook. So, don't go away. Stay with us as we kick off this show. Yeehaw. All right, Mr. Jimbo.
Hi, welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also like to remind all ye folks out there in Blog Talk land and Facebook land and whatever other platform may be there joining us, let us know if you're international. We'll give you live international shout-outs like to Terry Sue's in the UK. Suzanne
Yay.
Is in Scotland.
Yay.
And others shall join most likely. And as they roll in and when we see them,
yes,
we'll let them know. We'll give them their international shout out that they deserve.
We don't know you're here unless you say something, put up an emoji, that kind of thing.
515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in to hear messages, so you can listen to the show while you wait. And you can listen to the show while you wait. You'll hear music if there is. The show hasn't started yet, and you'll hear the show when the show starts. If you hear absolute silence, something's wrong, hang up, call back. If you ever get disconnected, hang up and call back. That's the best thing to do. Cell phones and computers and all that stuff. Things drop. No biggie. I make a little side list because this thing doesn't show a good order of people calling in. So if you drop and come back in, you'll keep your place in line. I'm not going to be a jackwad. Not going to be a jackwad. Facebookers. If we get gaps in calls, we will turn to you folks for let you guys get your readings in. Get your reading out, and you benefited Monday and Tuesday when we did not have any Blog Talk. It was 100% Facebook both nights, but Blog Talk seems to be back up and running smooth. Yesterday was 99% smooth, just didn't start right. Today, everything's cool. So, but if we do turn to you folks, we'll let you. No, it'll make it very clear, and it'll give instructions about how to messenger differently. So remember, either way, when you're getting your reading, you'll hear that sound. That means your reading's coming to an end. You got to let it end. You got to move on. Got to move on. Get other people. But that is a sound of harps. Harps. Angels play harps, and the little veins you see and whatnot. Well, that's a good thing tonight, because tonight, before you leave, after your reading's concluded, I'm going to pull a card for you. It's an angel card, in fact, and it will be a message from an archangel. There's various ones in here with various messages, so we'll see what you get. So wait for your own card before you move on, before we move on. And I believe that's all I got. You got anything else?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
This won't happen until the 1st of December, but it's been traditional for us to hold a, well, it's called Christmas Wishes and New Year's Dreams. And what that really is, it's your chance to win something from us. So we'll be giving you more details and instructions on how you can be involved. It will be coming up the 1st of December, okay? Yeah, we've done this before. In fact, we've had support from radio stations that I've worked at priorly, and they would often put up different prizes. Now, we're working with an international audience here, so we're going to have to become creative, but we will. We will. You'll see. So, yes, this is just a teaser right now. So you'll see information about it soon. And I think that's all.
Now you're ready to rock and roll. Okay, walk and roll. Walk and roll. All right, let's take our first caller. We're going to area code 216 in Ohio. 216, welcome to the show. You're the first caller.
Hi. Along.
Well, hello there.
Hello.
And this is Sharon.
Yes, it is.
I'm glad she answered.
Yes, well, I know your what is it, area code? I know it, yeah.
Well, it is a lot of people in there, but she is so far the only one that has been representing 216.
Yes, so how are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. No, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Not wonderful, but I'm doing good.
Turn it up for people here.
My question to you is both of you. I just got trained at another new segment in my job, and this is like the hardest one of them all. Can you look and see what the next month, like 30 days, has to store at my job? But my boss is so supportive. She's wonderful. My new boss. But it's just so hard. Oh, my goodness. Maybe it's my age.
Yeah, never blame age.
No, and a lot of times it can be feeling like a mental block because it's new. And because you're nervous,
or
you could be like me. I've always had trouble, even as a little kid, picking up, you know, instructions or remembering things. I don't want to say dyslexic, but very possibly.
You would have been diagnosed.
Or it would have been the ADD.
Got to be something.
Yeah. So.
Got to be something.
Well, I really think that word. Yes, and
yes.
Can you just pick up what's going on? She's happy with me. She told me I'm doing a great job. I just don't feel like I am. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But if your boss is supportive in telling you that, you are a very lucky dog.
That should give you a lot of confidence. It really should.
Yes.
What would you like me to look at for you?
To see how it's going to come. No, she's got
like
the new... Go ahead.
What you see coming up the next 30 days at my job, is it going to get easier for me? Just like anything you're picking up in my job the next 30 days.
There you go. That's
I've got a lot of other things going on outside of work, but let's just concentrate on that.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Hey, did you try calling yesterday?
Me?
Yeah.
I did, and then I hung up.
Okay, I saw 216 come and go. Okay.
I was just so agitated from training all day. I said, you know what? I'll call tomorrow. I'll have a more clear mind.
That's no problem. I saw that number come and go, and I was wondering. Okay.
I think I've miscounted, so we'll see.
Oh, well, that's all right. We're not going to shortchange her. You'll just have to redo the cards if you miscounted.
It's always been a bit of a conundrum for me. Good word. I like that word.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah. To figure out if I'm supposed to read all the cards if it's a miscount or if I'm short.
I would think in that case, since it's a certain
quantity
involved and everything's supposed to be laid out properly, I would think that's not meant to be. I think that's called you suck.
Well, I'm one extra. So.
Well, that's not a big deal because it's one extra. You just don't read it. You put it back in the deck and pretend you never saw it what you're doing.
We needed a nuclear engineer
for that.
Why'd
you do that? You should have even looked at it to let it influence you. It's not part of this little spread.
I could feel it. When you get so used to the deck, you can feel when there's too many cards.
Well, I believe that, but I mean, you didn't need to see it.
Okay. Yes, I think it's going to actually be far easier than you expect to pick up all these, the systems that you have to use. So if the boss likes you, like Jim says, that's a big, big plus.
You're very supportive, and they tell you you're doing a good job. That means something.
You know, they eliminated my department. They put me in this department. She told me today, most people, before they get my job, it's a little bit higher level in my position, they have to go through level one, level two, and then two other levels. I didn't go through any of it. I was just thrown in there. Yeah, I didn't
just
get any of the
thrown in there.
Uh-huh. I'm just grateful to have a job, you guys. I'm serious. But go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yes.
They're going to be most impressed. You don't know this consciously, but you're doing way better than many of the others that they're working with. And see, that would be a great yardstick for you if you were able to actually see the difficulty others are having, and you're not.
It's very hard.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, I swear you are going to end up with a new home. Now, I know you know that, right?
Well, after my kitchen starts, they start the project the day after Thanksgiving. I own this. I don't want a new home, but I'm sorry. I'm going to listen. Go on.
I think that as time passes here, because this occasionally comes out, you're going to find, I've just got to put it this way, a real sweet peach of a house, and you're going to move there eventually. But when this came up in my cards years ago, I laughed. My husband, the late husband, was laid off. We were living on credit cards. I was doing three jobs from home.
I understand, baby. I understand. That happened to me 10 years ago, but go on. I understand. Go on. Don't worry. Believe me, I can relate.
So, yeah, I just feel that somewhere, I don't have a thing. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what your thing is.
You make me want to sneeze and dribble and.
Yeah. Yep, that's me. That's what I do. Why is it I'm the one that sneezes every time you come out?
I want you to be aware, though, Sharon, as we get through the holidays or going into them and through them, you're going to run into a lot of people that seem to have a dark cloud over their heads. Could be friends, coworkers, family members. Try not to absorb too much of what's going on with them. Okay.
That's good advice.
And it's this time of year. Sadly, all kinds of suicides happen around Christmas.
Suicide is painless.
It brings on many
changes. But I can take care of leave it.
I would probably move and sell this place. The only way I would do that is if I met a guy. I can't. But you said it would shock me. I get it. But saw that, and you say my job, you said it looks good.
Absolutely wonderful. And you're actually going to meet a guy. 2024 is going to be your year. I'm telling you, you watch and see. Right? You're going to be loving your job until you move along to something else that you like better or want, to become elevated to.
Elevated.
Yes, elevated.
On my word,
Many of us are.
Welcome to the club.
A lot of people.
My cards constantly tell me, stop being so hard on yourself. Yeah, start believing in yourself. And the more we do, the better. So here comes Jimbo.
I have
you say that all the time that I'm going to meet somebody in every reading. I'm sure it's going to come. You know,
it's coming.
So hard that you see that in every reading you give me. There's a man. There's a man coming.
My husband was in my cards for a solid 2 years. I did not know who he was. And he kept coming and going and going and coming. I thought, oh, God, I don't need a traveling salesman in my life. I didn't even consider that he was, we're under the largest naval base in the world. He was a Navy senior chief coming and going on a ship.
Cheap.
And he was going through, I could see that he was going through a divorce, and they both realistically wanted it, and that he was going to just appear in front of me, and he certainly did. He did.
That's, wow.
No,
I just want my job to be okay. I'm just too old to go out to look for another one. I love it. I get good pay.
Yeah, you're going to be fine.
Oh, I needed that tonight because, oh, my God. All right. Sorry.
No, that's all right. That's what we're here for. And Jim's got a card for you.
I have an angel card, Spiritual Understanding. It is from Archangel Raziel. And he says, I am bringing you esoteric information and symbols and helping you understand spiritual truths. That is very giantly, generically deep. But,
I can't butterfly.
But it's hardcore, man. It's hardcore. All right. Well, thank you very much. We're glad that you were holding and you were caller number one. We appreciate that.
Yeah. So
call back again.
We'll be here tomorrow, for sure.
In fact, tomorrow we will be here. But
so please join us if you have a chance.
And if you don't, we understand.
All right.
Take it easy.
Bye, both of you.
Oh, take care. Just remember, without all of you fine folks, we wouldn't have a show.
And sometimes other people should remember that about their shows, too. They don't have if nobody gives a crap about the show, they don't have one. It goes away. Like TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
They don't get good ratings. See, yeah, everybody's unemployed because
All right, well, take care, Sharon. Love to you.
Alrighty then. Let's see here. Let's post this again, even though I thought it was pinned. We're going to move on. Got to keep on moving. Moving on, like Tom Petty said. Here we go. Ready? Ready? Ready. All right, here we go. Oh, first of all, international shout out to Virgil in the UK. Very belated.
Virgil!
Area code 651. You're the next caller. 651.
Hello. Welcome. Hi.
Hi.
This is Christiana, I bet.
It is indeed.
Yeah, it is.
Our Minnesota girl.
Minnesota.
Yep.
Okay, well, how are you doing, my darling?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Real good. Real good.
Wunderbar.
Got a lot of crap done today, if you know what I mean. Crap stuff like having to go to the bank and getting something straightened out.
When the Iceman came.
Getting my phone.
The Iceman cometh.
Yeah, and fix the ice machine.
Well, to do an assessment of it.
So, snoz. Okay, go ahead, snooze.
What are you talking about?
I'm looking at what people are saying.
My question is, I'm just wondering, you say that I'm going to have a baby girl, but I was wondering about the time frame.
Are you preggers now, you think?
No, that's not possible. Not yet. Anyway.
That's what Mary thought when she had Jesus.
Yeah, watch out if there's a star over your apartment.
Star Bethlehem.
Yeah.
But right. Christmas is coming, too.
And then the goose is getting fat. If you remember that song from high school?
No.
Christmas is coming, the goose is getting fat.
That one I don't remember.
Please too.
Well, it's funny, nobody really eats geese that much anymore.
Well, it was an old song.
Well, you can tell. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we could have a feast of geese here. There's so many damn Canadian geese here. We can supply all the homeless people with goose.
You cannot eat those beautiful creatures. No.
Everything can be eaten that is living.
Oh, but there's so many. And then when they cross the road, everybody stops and waits very patiently.
You have to be patient because that thing is moving in slow motion like they got their shit. It doesn't stink. You know, I understand. When a skunk crosses the road and it takes its time, it can do that. Nobody wants to run that son of a bitch over. Your car will stink forever. But, you know, or a bear or deer, you're going to stop. But it's like a goose. What the hell do you think you are? And a duck, it's real slow. It's like, come on, pick him up, lay him down, get moving there, ducks and geese.
Terry Sue, kind of let yourself go for the holidays. Enjoy yourself. and then make a resolution for January 1.
You kind of need to plan that pounds are going on in November and December, and that's just part of life. And it's a 12-month thing, so if it happens the last couple of months, so be it. As long as you are down from where you were last November, December after the holidays, it's still a gain. It's
well,
still a positive thing.
For you, Christiana, I am seeing that 2024 is going to be a very busy year for you. I feel that you are going to be contacted from somebody who a female who lives at a great distance. I'm feeling like another country. And she's going to want you, excuse me, she's going to want you to come and work like on her website to be, excuse me, paid, you know, like as a independent contractor type of thing. And I think it's going to be, it's going to be something really terrific. So be open to that. Okay. That's coming. I feel that you won't have the baby in 2024, but remember the old Yiddish proverb, man plans and God laughs.
Who are the Yiddish?
They're the Jewish people.
Oh, I thought maybe they're from the land of Yid. I don't know.
No.
I'm just curious. Why
no,
they...
It's their land.
So you
they
feel it won't happen in 2024?
She's not thinking so, she said.
Well, you're going to have to get yourself a guy who will participate in the process. And so you can prove these cards wrong any day of the week, you know, by conceiving.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying from where you stand right now, I do not see that. You could conceive within 2024, but there won't be the actual birth probably till 2025. Now, I have been wrong on this before, so don't hold me to it.
Yeah, well, that's probably a very big thing that can be wrong a lot upon, you know.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, you know, it is what it is.
So I always defer to the higher power because, you know.
Yeah, once you, the first thing you got to do is you got to do a dance. You got to do that bedroom dance thing. Otherwise, you're not having a baby. Having my baby.
Horizontal.
The horizontal shuffle. Bedroom Olympics.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Right, what else
for you, let's see.
Anything else in their deck?
It appears somebody owes you some money, and I think they're going to pay you back real soon. And remember, in certain situations, what we see is not actually what is going on. I see you feeling rather jealous over a situation coming up, but you don't have all the facts. And looks can be very deceiving. So bear in mind that if something seems to trigger your feelings of jealousy, just try to get all the information.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah.
Just the facts. I'm dragging it.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Now you get a card.
You have an angel card coming, and the subject is Nurture from Archangel Gabriel. As you nurture a child, you nurture your own inner child. Both activities are important for you right now. You probably don't know if you're nurturing any children or maybe this is the future.
God, that really resonates.
I don't know. She ain't got a kid yet.
No, but...
She ain't got no there kid yet.
No, but she's had one. And,
okay.
Nurturing yourself.
You.
Because there's still likely some grief.
Well, the nurturing yourself thing is, that was a clear message.
Yeah.
But it talks about nurturing. Both activities are for you are important right now, like you can do. I don't know. Deb is she's the spiritual person. I'm just a jackwad.
After you have sex, put your legs straight up in the air for at least 5 minutes.
You know, not all the time you want to get knocked up.
Well, I think she does.
I don't know if she's going to the first time she has sex with somebody that she meets. She might say, I'm not sure yet that this guy is going to be the forever guy that I want to have a kid with, but I still would like to have some bedroom Olympics. So it doesn't mean she wants to get knocked up that first time.
Well, you want to make sure those swimmers get where they need to go.
Unless you don't want them to get there.
On the wall.
I want to have a baby. So I'm more focused on the baby than an actual marriage or something at this point.
That's scary. That's kind of scary to me. But
Well, it's meant to be. It's going to come. I don't care if you use five different kinds of birth control.
I would say five is going to work. I would say five would work. I would say you're not defeating five.
Interesting. Okay. A lady from Australia is saying you should do it every day. And yet, my research has showed that if you're trying for a baby, you should only do it maybe twice a week because you want to build up the supply.
It depends if there's a problem. If there's not a problem, you don't have to worry about it.
And he should wear loose boxer shorts.
That's if there's a fertility problem. If there isn't, then you don't have to do all these stupid shit things. You can just bang and have a kid.
Well, Rachel's saying she did it, and it worked for her. So
I'm just saying, you don't have to do all those. Yeah, right, because if you're both very fertile, then every day is the way to go, right? Right? You're bloody well, right? International shout-out to Rachel, speaking of which, in Australia.
Did you mention birds? Oh, you did. Rachel.
I got this, Deb.
All right, she's got this tonight.
Each stay in your lane.
Okay.
Stay in your lane. You know, I think your lane they should paint lines on your lane, because you are always crossing that sucker. You're all over the place like a drunk driver. All right, let's keep on in. Area code 520. Oli.
Oh,
alrighty. What's cooking?
Well, we spent most of the day together today doing, excuse Jimbo's word, project.
Oh my God!
We were trimming hedges and then taking them to the dump and stuff like that. And so then now I'm supposed to be getting dinner together, and I don't know, my friend just sent me details on our Thanksgiving dinner. I'm taking turkey stuffing. My grandson is coming, and looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. I have not invited anyone else, and I'm not in a position, I'm not hosting it, so I cannot invite anyone else. And so, like I said, a year ago when I arrived here, the person in question had many invitations for Thanksgiving, and we haven't touched on it at all. So I'm not going to worry about it. I'm not going to worry about it. And this weekend is supposed to be a weekend extravaganza of a lot of activities going on in the area, and I'm heading out by myself to go look and see what's going on. And I don't know that I'll go to the neighborhood coffee tomorrow. I almost called you for a reading, Deb.
Really?
Yeah, because, I'm thinking I really want to work on broadening my social circle when it comes to male acquaintances. You know, I don't like what's going on, even though it's...
Yeah.
So here, it's so next door, and so I don't know. And I just don't want to put all my eggs in one basket, to use Joe's phrase.
That's
Joe has said that.
That is very smart, and that's when you're going to meet someone that's going to be very meaningful in your life.
Well, I just don't want to get hurt. I'm afraid I might be getting hurt is what I'm afraid of. I've been having dreams, and I just don't want to get hurt. I just don't want to count on the wrong, put too much energy in the wrong focus. I don't have to do that. I keep getting, he keeps coming at me, but it's not, I don't know. It just feels weird. It feels weird because I like to talk to you.
That's discernment.
There should be no clear. There should always.
It says it's changing. It's transforming.
Transformers.
Where it's discernment.
Is it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know. I keep having. Sometimes my dreams can be accurate, and sometimes. Sometimes I feel like an ex, sometimes I don't. The dreams are just, as they are. But I don't know if he's playing me. I don't know if he's using me. I don't know if he's you know, and that neighborhood coffee, you know, I think, remember the person called, you know, I don't know what's going on there. I may go to the thing tomorrow. I don't know. The neighborhood coffee, I don't have to go. But it's just, you know, I don't like it all cluttered up with espionage and subterfuge and, you know, what's going on here. I don't like that. That's not how I play.
And all the Tommy guns and, you know, you've got your...
it's all sniper rifle.
Yeah. So we get it.
Pistols with silencers.
You are starting to drift a little bit. Emotionally, you're starting to think, you know, maybe I do need to...
Well, I just don't want to get hurt. I'm trying to protect myself because there's too much happening that is not being said. And I don't want, I want to step away from that energy. It's not an energy that I live in. You know, I'm transparent. I don't play games. And I don't know if other people around me are playing games.
Well,
yeah, always assume the worst.
And I tell you no, not to do
it. Always assume the worst. It'll be better off if you assume the worst, hope for the best. Plan for the worst, hope for the best. And then that'll help you through life. You know, I'm not saying glass is always half empty. I'm just saying life, Murphy's Law and all that stuff, just assume that bad things are going to happen a lot. Because then you can plan for, have a plan. You always should have plan B. Nobody has plan Bs anymore. It sleeps in Seattle. I want to live this guy forever. I don't care about anything else. Well, what's your plan B? I don't have a plan B. Well, that's fucking dumb. So go ahead, Deb. What do you got? The cards are down.
He is attracted to you, but I feel like it's almost a, I'm trying to think of a good word for this. It's almost like a manipulation from what I see here. He is starting to change, too. I really think by the time the two of you reach that place where you're going to kind of, you know, go your separate ways, you'll be ready and he'll be ready. I always have said you're the one that's going to end this relationship. The aspects to this relationship that are not just friendship.
Sometimes they don't end with a clear, definite, this is the end. Sometimes they just drift apart and then you realize, oh my God, mm-hmm. It's actually kind of been over for months and I didn't realize it. It's not always like, I am done with you and I am done with you. We shall part. Sometimes it's not formal like that. You just drift apart. You start becoming less and less together. You start doing more and more things without each other. And the next thing you know, you're just neighbors again.
And not having him with you on Thanksgiving is huge. Which I think is great. Yeah.
They didn't last year.
You know, he spends a lot of time, I don't know. He tells me things that are different, though. He says, you know, like Sunday he blew up and he said, you know, I sit here and I look at these four walls and you're the only one I talk to because I had bowed out. You know, I just said, I'm tired right now. I'm tired of this going back and forth. I'm going to go look at the mountain or something. But he, you know, he'll go to Flaccid Sultan's place. And he, I did ask him when I moved here, do you have plans? And he said he had a few offers. So because he hasn't brought it up, that's going to be my exit. I'm just going to say the truth. You know, we didn't talk about it, and I didn't know what you were going to do.
He talks a lot to that flaccid guy. The flaccid one.
Oh, flaccid. He is the man of flaccidness. The sultan of flaccid.
Yes, he talks about you to him. So
really?
That guy knows all your,
you know,
neighbor,
that's life.
Your neighbor is not good with a secret or anything he should keep, you know, on the down low.
Typically, it's women that do that.
Yeah, but he does it too.
Well, that's a whole different. We can kind of, I can make that connection if you want, but don't. Well, I'm just saying. Typically, women like to freaking just dump and share everything with one of their best friend, chick friend, about an entire relationship, whether the guy's, all the confidentiality goes out the door. They women tell each other everything.
Well, and when we were together today working, and then he's supposed to come over for dinner, he was all over me. And, you know, and he's calling me all these pet names and, you know,
my little
hairy
taco.
Like,
is he rubbing himself on you?
My little Munder Muff.
Does he love you?
That's a weird question to ask.
Well, because she says he's all over her. So I'm wondering.
Well,
I think she meant intention-wise. I don't think she meant she was getting
verbally.
Fly up against the
Valentine.
Yeah, she's talking about phrases.
People don't dry hump anymore.
I'm just saying, when she said all over me, I knew it. She meant like attention.
We disappoint you so much, Deb. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, you know, she lives in a time that has passed.
I'm sorry, I'm a horny old broad.
Are you really though?
After menopause, you are on fire.
Hey, Deb, that's okay. That's okay.
All right. Well, Lisa says it's okay, Deb.
Thank you, because I live vicariously to all of you.
Yeah, that's
bad. So that's
why
when you're getting some, I want to know.
I do, too.
I'll tell you that. I love your stories.
But, you know, this weekend is supposed to, I think there's going to be a lot of fun going on, and I'm just going to head on out on my own.
Yeah. Well, you are ready to embark out on your own, and you're
going
to end up
developing. I have been going out.
Well, I mean, even more so. It's not like...
Yeah, but you've been going out, but you haven't been, like,
out,
like, I'm available out.
Gary Sue, there may be medication for that by the time you get there.
Sorry. So cards, Deb, cards,
yeah,
woman.
I'm trying to multitask.
Well, you shouldn't do that. Focus on the task at hand.
Well, I really see the Two of Spades is here. That's a card of decided change. And it's coming to you through serendipity, which I really think your plans for Thanksgiving and all are terrific. I really do. It's giving you a chance to hopefully forget about him, you know, for that celebration.
Yeah, I mean, for the moment, yes. It is only a moment of celebration.
Now, we are two different kinds of women. Myself, I would have been operating under the old saying of either fish or cut bait. And I would have found out and probably been rejected, but at least I would have known this guy is a no-go. No-go.
Yeah, but some people like, some people like things to go at different speeds.
Yeah, they do. And maybe I'm wrong maybe it's pushy.
I don't think anybody's wrong. I think it's your own. You operate at your own speed, and sometimes the other person's at a different speed, and it just doesn't go well. Sometimes it'll work out in the end. Sometimes it won't if you guys are not on the same level. But that you're never wrong. If you want things a certain way, that's true. You should not blame yourself.
I'm not sure what he tells the Blessed Sultan, because I've been playing my cards pretty close to my chest. I don't know what stuff he could be telling him.
The card that's here is a card of gossip, and it's racy gossip.
Oh, my God.
Well, you got to remember, when people talk to other people, they
embellish,
and they only present certain facts that make them look like they, my God, poor old me type thing. They will do that.
So,
they'll leave things out.
Yeah. So Seven of Diamonds is a card of talk, and a lot of it is going to be exaggerated. So, yeah.
Because I check in with him every now and again, because this is from what he has done. And then he, you know, I say, you're keeping my stuff private, right? And then he will he gets real edgy, you know, when he answers. And I've talked to another friend about it. You know.
I would never even bother ask a woman that because...
Yeah.
She's either going to tell you the truth that she's not, or she's going to lie to your face and say, yeah, but you know she's talking to her best friend about everything. That's a guaranteed.
And her man, probably, too.
I mean her man. I'm talking about if you are the man.
No,
if
but
you
I'm
are
saying
the
that
man with the woman.
If women that have a man, like a husband.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You're
going to
tell
him
what's going on.
Yeah, it's terrible. You women are terrible. You guys should not be in charge of anything to do with the United States government. You can't keep a secret if a gun was duct taped to your fucking mouth. You couldn't keep a secret. You couldn't do it.
Well, too bad.
But, you know,
go
so
ahead.
What I've done, I think I already told you, I told them I'm not inviting you anywhere anymore at all. If you want to do anything, you have to come and ask me, and I might probably go with you. But, you know, it's just going to be up to you. And I said the same thing with dinner. I'm not even going to extend any more offers to you, and you're going to have to let me know. And because it's, and today, you know, when we came home, I said, I don't want any more games from you. If you're coming over, then you need to tell me you're coming over. And because he'll do really weird things. You know, and that's what happened on Sunday when, you know, I just went by myself somewhere. He had done this for a few times. He'll say, I thought you were going to call me. I said, no, we had it set up. He said, I've been waiting for you to call me. And yeah. And then I was so exhausted. And I said, you know, I just need to spend time by myself. I can't do this right now with you. And then he later blew up at me and he said, I'm just sitting here looking at the four walls and you're the only person I talk to. So he tells me stuff like that. He says, who else do I talk to? I only talk to you is what
but
he tells me.
Four walls. But I get the
no, that's
analogy.
The thing,
I get the analogy.
Yeah.
Yes, I get the analogy. But yeah.
Well, I'm at a loss myself because I see transition in your cards. And he's had a lot of opportunity, you know.
I'm scared. I've had too many dreams lately, and I don't want to get hurt. I don't want to be ditched and left by the side of the road. And, you know, with my heart all open.
That ship has already sailed.
Yeah.
That ship has sailed. If you guys do not end up getting together, you're going to be hurt. You can just tell. Every time you talk about him, like when he does something nice, you talk about him like he's a cute little puppy. Oh, you're already at the point where you're going to get hurt. It's already that
yeah,
ship
Dad,
sailed.
I don't even see why. The purpose of
you're
that
deaf. Hey, deaf.
Quiet now.
Oh, Jimbo's right, but I mean, why does he come on like that? He comes on, and I have to have a private reading.
It's a manipulation. It really is. But also, I do feel from what I'm seeing right here about him, he does want sexual satisfaction from you, but he is too afraid to do it. And that's why I say there's a cause somewhere, you know, within him.
You know, I'm supposed to go out of town with him for, you know, he asked me to go out of town with him, and I don't want to really anymore. And, you know, I'm all tied up in this. It's like,
sure.
You know, there's stuff going on here that we've got going on, and I don't want to do anything anymore with him. I just don't even want to have dinner with him. I really don't want it. So confusing.
The pendulum has changed. Instead of it being on one side, it's gone to the other. And that's why you are feeling this way. I think it's from what I see in my cards, your future is taking shape in a whole different way.
I'm afraid it's going to hurt me badly is what I'm afraid of.
How can he do that? Just tell us.
Because really, 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 really was just allowing myself to emotionally trust him. But there's too many things that are coming up that are like, if I were in a private reading with you, I'd tell you. I mean,
yeah.
There's just stuff like the neighborhood coffee. There's that with that tea woman. You know, there's something going on. And I don't play my life like that. I don't like subterfuge. I don't like playing games. You know, I'm transparent. I don't know what's happening.
You're outgrowing this.
I have friends.
You
in the
are. Yeah. Go ahead.
You know, I think, well, should I go there anyway? Because I have good friends at the neighborhood coffee. And anyway, I don't know.
Well, you're in it, and we can all tell you things that we think you should do, but it's up to you. It's what you feel. I think you are getting to the point of stepping back from all of this. And it, you know, as far as him hurting you, I don't know what he could do. Because if you are already stepping back, you know.
She doesn't want to. That's the hurt. She's going to get hurt. It's going to be hurt.
You've tried everything except stand on your head.
Well, maybe she tried that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So.
And see, that you're saying that he's talking to Flash's Sultan, I believe you. You know, I've told him, I don't want you talking to him or anyone else about my stuff. I don't talk about your stuff.
Yeah,
and
you can't, nobody's going to, people even promise that, but they don't, you know. Yeah, you're in a difficult spot right now. I know that.
And the T woman, I don't know what's going on there. We all started out as friends. She was my girlfriend.
He was?
T was.
Oh.
He was my girlfriend.
Tina.
TP?
Yeah.
TP? Toilet paper? TP? What was it? Oh, the chick. I got it.
Yeah.
I thought she said a letter. The letter.
You know what? Here's, sometimes people say to me, what is the bottom line here? And I've often said the bottom line is that you are going to find right in front of you a partner that is going to
do
everything that you want in a man. And you are going to lose all the sparkle for this neighbor.
You know, I'm not even looking for marriage. Marriage would be great. I'm not. I just want a buddy. At this point, you know, just a nice old buddy that is transparent like myself, and we go out and have some giggles. You know, that's all I'm looking for. I'm not looking for an engagement ring. I'm not looking for, you know, I just something refreshing, like a breath of fresh air. Like there's no one wanting to play games.
Well, I personally, as somebody that's known you now for over a year, I think that you really would love somebody to put stars in your eyes and bang you from here to Christmas.
Well, Christmas isn't that far away, though. Christmas is right down the road. So.
All right. And God help that man. God help him. All right.
We're going to disappoint you. We always disappoint you. We don't come through with peeling our pants off and putting the hot dog in the cannoli.
That's right. I don't know what this means. This is your angel card reading. The subject is leadership.
Okay.
And that's from Archangel Gabriel. It is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. So it might not relate to this. It might relate to something going on in her with her projects or assassinations or whatever business stuff she's doing. It could be totally business related because obviously, like every other human, you have a million other things going on in your life that you don't bring out, and you could be all your
problems. Leading the charge into the bar. Come on, women, let's charge forward.
it could be that. That would make many a man happy to see that happen.
Grab your partner.
We like that. I used to love going to those frickin' bars that just had one straight hour of all male reviews, and they didn't let any guys in there. And once it's over, you walk in.
It's a hotbed of lust.
And there's like 150 to 200 women in there, all with the lust in their eyes, because they just watched a bunch of Chippendale guys. And everybody's walking in like, oh, it's going to be a fun night. That is awesome. We would camp out there. We would line up at that.
I remember.
We'd go there all the time. It was out in Newport News because that's where our ship was. And we would wait. And we'd go there. It was like every once a week, it was like, uh-oh, this is the night. At 9 o'clock, it ends, and they open the doors to the guys, and we'd all be ready because these chicks were drooling. And those good times were to be had the rest of that night. All right, well, thank you very much, Lisa.
Oh, Lisa, we'd love
thank
to keep talking.
Friday,
we
shall be here Friday.
Tomorrow.
Rebel Card Friday, we will be here for sure.
Thank you.
Good luck to you. And I put her on hold. Do not hang up on
you. Well, Lisa, you're still listening.
She's here.
I want you to know that we will all support you as you make these changes. You are not doing it alone.
It is your life. You decide what you decide.
That's right.
We can have opinions, and I didn't mean to do that. Hopefully I didn't just screw. Okay, everything's good. I hate when you I hate during the chat, you know, you're getting ready to click something, and of course it changes because somebody types something. You don't even know what the hell you're clicking sometimes. But it's okay, because 917, I believe that is in the great state of New York. 917, welcome. You're the next
caller.
Hello,
welcome to the show.
Hi, my name's Ashiel. I've spoken to you guys before.
Yes.
Regarding my, you know, so I'm just coming back with an update. I'm still talking to this guy, JP. What do you see coming up? Whether it's somebody new coming up for the rest of the year.
For the rest of the year, so you're still having conversations with the one person, but you're wondering if there's anything new coming up or the flavor of that, too. Okay,
I can go with it.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense.
So you two are not partners yet, right?
We're just talking still,
just
right?
Just talking.
No, we're just talking.
Okay.
All right. Well, there you go. And a lot of times, you know, there's still like a million questions. You don't know which path it's going to take when you're still in that talk phase.
That's true.
You have no clue. It could just stay that way forever, and you might just be friends. You just don't know, which is why he wants to know, and he's got the card.
Yeah.
And he'd like, hey, since you're flipping the cards on, he wants to know what you got for the rest of the year. Only we're less than 2 months left, so that's cool. Almost. 2024 is coming. It's coming hard. It's coming fast.
I think it's
going to
be a great year. I just feel it.
I don't know. I figure every year is a great year because that means I didn't get buried in the ground. I'm still alive.
Yeah,
so every year is a great year that I'm
breathing
the oxygen that God has given me or whoever you believe in. Yes. All right.
All right. We're going to see what we're going to see.
You see what he was saying. Isn't that why the bear went over the mountain?
I don't know. I never heard that.
Bear went over the mountain. Bear went over the mountain. Everyone went to see what he can see. Some childhood song. Anyway,
well,
back to Deb.
Your cards are suggesting that you move slowly. I'm picking up that JP is it's quite driven with like financial, like wealth and, you know, that kind of thing, materialistic. He's, it's hard to say what I'm saying, but he would literally marry for money. So be careful. Okay. Be cautious.
That's smart.
And you might be thinking, oh, he's got all, it's, you know, he's got money, but I'm seeing that it's a big factor in who he's going to end up with. Now that's right now. And you two are only just talking.
Yep.
So you're going to need to give this more time.
That leaves a lot of still possibilities down the road.
Oh, yeah.
On the early stages of anything.
Oh,
right?
Yes. I really think that love can seriously develop here.
Okay.
But he's got to get his priorities straight.
Yeah, that's a lot of people have
and
that.
It,
a lot of us have the,
and it's
that issue.
Very likely due to the fact that I get the feeling that he came from very, meager childhood where there wasn't much, at least for him.
Like
and,
some of us
yeah.
Our age and our grandparents were so extra thrifty because they grew up in a different time.
Yeah.
Like the Depression time.
So I feel that he is drawn by wealth and the thing is, so I don't see love involved there. So he can change and it'll depend on you continuing contact with him. And see, I really think by the first of the year, you're going to have a better feeling about this.
Okay. And
right.
Anything else for the rest of the
well,
year
here's
that you saw?
Here's the thing to remember. When we meet people, they often bring change to our life, too. And we bring change to their life. They don't just suddenly pop up. There's a reason for them. Right. So I really think there's something there. And this is taking the shape very early on as being a true love for you. And I would be most happy to hear you call us. It won't be too far away, but I think you're going to call us and say, wow, this is really turning out to be great. So, yeah, take it slow, you know, because I think if you rush at him, he's going to, you know what I mean? He's going to
run.
Run.
So it's like when you're out there trying to, make that analogy. Like you're trying to catch somebody's dog that got away. You can't just chase it because it's going to run.
Should I keep my option open?
I think you should. You've got all kinds of opportunities.
Well, that's what
you
want to
know.
Also, there's the other part of that. Okay, so He is not. Okay. He is not limited by this one person he's talking to. Right?
That's right.
I don't think you should
just keep all your eggs in one basket.
Take it slow, but don't tunnel vision too much because there's other things going on, right?
Well, you got the holidays coming up.
Oh yeah, it is hard to tunnel
vision. People will be socializing, and you know.
And yes, and there'll be Black Fridays, and people trying to empty your wallet to buy stuff. Oh yeah.
So yeah, I really think you should just enjoy yourself.
But right now, it looks like the path is okay right now, you see.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I think this guy is coming around slowly that there's something more important in life than a fat bank account, and that's going to be you. All right?
All right. Here's your angel card before we depart. The subject is courage, and it's from Archangel Ariel. She says, be courageous and stand up for your beliefs.
That's right. Do it.
So be courageous. Keep on doing what you're doing is what I get out of that, too.
I love that you keep calling us. This
yes,
is really,
yes, indeed.
Yeah. It's
from the 917. Nice. Yes.
So stay warm. You know that snow's coming.
Yeah.
And you know, we do many shows a week. You're welcome to call back.
Anytime, hon.
We are from the 917.
All right. You
hopefully next time is about the news. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, sometimes no news is good news. People don't like that. I'm a big firm believer that no news is good news.
Yeah, that's true.
Even though you kind of, sometimes your heart sinks a little bit when there's no news.
I want to mention.
Better than bad news.
Yeah, and I do want to tell you as we have to say goodbye.
Goodbye.
That I see a very, very wonderful phone call coming to you that is filled with love and promise for the future. So.
Oh, he's listening. That's
that is what I would manifest. That call's going to come.
Interesting. That's very mysterious.
Yes, it is. But I think it'll be great. Yeah.
Good
night. Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good
night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good